John Lars. It's Cam from Connecticut again, with a significant better call than last time, which was just shit. I'd like to explain myself. Last time, I overreacted and thought Ben was dead when he got shot. Turns out he wasn't. I was being ridiculous. Anyway, here's a legit theory or interesting thing that I've noticed. I don't know if anybody's noticed this before, but it seems pretty obvious to me now. Locke is obviously a this is one thing. Locke is obviously a Jesus figure, which is kind of, it's hard to deny that. So we have Locke as the Jesus figure. Jacob is kind of the God figure, I think. We already have Ben as like the Doubting Thomas, which was kind of obviously pointed out in the church episode. The smoke monster is the hand of God, which I think would be cool, because we all know, because now we know Echo was being judged, and obviously he fucked up the second time and got slammed against the tree. What else? Oh, the island could be the Garden of Eden, which I think would be cool. The Garden of Eden or Heaven or something like that. Then Richard Alpert would be St. Peter, like the Heaven Guardian guy who's just there all the time. And then the others could be angels or something like that. And then you have Bernard and Rose or Adam and Eve for the beginning. And then Kate could be Mary. Because it looked like Immaculate Conception from everybody off the island, Aaron-wise. I mean, she didn't give birth to Locke, but like she, it seems like she had a baby. Nobody knows the father, so that could be that. Anyway, that's just kind of a brain fart, just ramblings that me and my friend kind of were freaking out over. But also all the Egyptian crap. I don't know if anybody knows. Probably this is big news already, but Horus, the guy Horus, is, I think he might be an other that works for Dharma, because, you know, he has, his name Horus itself is very Egyptian. The necklace that his wife's dead husband had on is very Egyptian. You know, we had the hieroglyphics that flipped when the timer went. I don't know, it's all very Egyptian, and you have the enormous statue, which I'm pretty sure was that the death god. And then you also have one more thing that I'm trying to think. Well, I can't think of it right now. Hold on. Wait 2 seconds. Nope, lost it. Oh. What I thought was weird, it doesn't make much sense. This is not from the Miles episode. This is from the Ben episode. But this is, I'm talking about a couple episodes back, where why do the Dharma House have a secret entrance to an other thing? You know what I mean? Like, why would the Dharma come and build a secret entrance in their house to the temple with the ancient smoky summoning toilet? So that makes me think that might have been Horus's house. Horus is in on this whole other Egyptian thing. Whatever. That's my theory. I hope this is better than last call. Bye.
Hey, you guys. This is Carol from California. I am calling in response to a couple of the calls from last week. Someone asked about the Elizabeth and if Ben has it, like the last time we've seen it. And I think the last time we've seen it is at the end of season 3, when Saeed uses it to go around the island to, I think, figure out what the others are doing and try and, I think, get somebody back. I don't remember exactly. But that's the last time we've seen the Elizabeth. And then since then, I don't know where it is. And it's Tuesday now, but tomorrow's Wednesday. And it's planning, I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the best episodes of the season because it's Ben-centric and he's supposed to face Smokey and atone for his sins, and I'd like to see how it goes down, because I love Smokey and I love Ben, so that will be rad. And also, I'd like to ask for the name of the gentleman who called last week, who gave us the number so that you would know to call again this week, because it'd be cool if you would call every week and record sort of an intro, because I like your voice and I think it would be cool. But for now, I'll just do it. If anyone has any theories or anything they want to call and talk about, call the Dharma line at 206-203-0952. And again, that's 206-203-0952. One of my theories is that, let's see, something to do with resurrecting Ben. I think when Richard takes Ben's innocence in that dark temple, I think he does something that maybe Fs with the ability for ladies in the future to have babies on the island. And that's why Ben is so keen on getting the fertility back up and going, because he knows it's his fault. And maybe he even knows that there's no way to correct it, and that was just his way of getting Juliet to the island. Because he doesn't seem to care much whether the ladies live or die. That's my contribution this week. Ralph and Ben, I miss you guys like crazy. Especially Ben, I guess because I haven't heard his voice in a while. I did hear Ralph on the Lost Isles podcast with him and Dylan, but I guess I'm just so used to Ben and Ralph that it wasn't the same exactly. But it was cool to hear them. If you guys want to hear them, I think Namaste is the last podcast up. Go to www.thelostisles.blogspot.com, and that's where they are right now because iTunes doesn't work. So if the fellow who called and left the number could leave his name next week, and then I can address him by name. And I'm sorry I didn't have a better answer about the Elizabeth, but I know that Saeed was on it. And I don't know what he did with it. That's a good question. Maybe someone else knows. If they do, please call. Can't wait to see Ben deal with his comeuppance, and I hope he doesn't die. Like, I don't mean as a baby, because I know that when he was a little baby boy, he didn't die. That wound went from his heart to like his kidney, pretty much on the other side. In one episode, it was the magic bullet wound. So there's no way he can die. I think maybe as an adult in his present, I would. But I don't want him to die because he's my favorite. I like that he's a creepy guy, and he's like so creepy and evil that it sort of turns me on, and I like that. Okay, so this has been Carol. Please call you guys with your comments and stuff, and then maybe one day Ralph and Ben will comment again. It would be cool to hear from them. Okay, namaste, peoples. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, Dharmalars, or just the audience now, really, I guess. Just wanted to call in, keep it going, you know. About the smoke monster dream sequence thing this week was, I thought it was kind of weird first, but now, I don't know. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, so probably the best way I could possibly do it. Come back, please. Dharmalars, come back.